Good morning, everybody. This is Big FM 93.7 and The Morning Mess. It's time for Dial-A-Doc in conjunction with Big Radio and FHN. We do this every Tuesday. Joining us today, it's Heather Just, Director of Inpatient Nursing. Good morning, Heather. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about your role, among other roles, as Director of Inpatient Nursing at FHN. Last week was National Nurses Week. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all went down?
Sure. National Nurses Week begins each year May 6th and runs through May 12th, which celebrates Florence Nightingale's birthday. Florence is best known for laying the foundation of modern nursing. So this week is an event that highlights all of the crucial contributions that nurses make to our community.
And you, as Director of Inpatient Nursing, you were a nurse and still are before this, correct?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about when and why you chose to become a nurse, Heather.
Sure. Actually, my grandmother was diagnosed with cancer when I was in my mid-20s, and that's when I first interacted with nursing and truly fell in love with what it was. The nurses that actually cared for my grandmother, both in the hospital and at the cancer center, were absolutely extraordinary. I was really humbled by the art of nursing and the support that the nurses provided to my grandmother and our family during one of the most difficult times in our lives, and I was lucky enough to be able to go back to school and become a nurse, and here I am today.
Ah, good for you. I'm sure that really made quite an impression on you. So, Heather, why did you choose to care for patients at FHN?
I love FHN. The community aspect of nursing and being able to make an impact in this community is something that's truly special. So that's what drew me out here, is just the excellent care that they provide this community.
How many nurses does FHN employ? Yeah, roughly.
We have right around 450 nurses, both male and female. They're in a variety of settings across our organization.
You said 450. Wow, that is a lot. FHN President, CEO, we talked with him, Mark Ridley, last week, talking about National Hospital Week, and he spoke of just what it means that FHN is locally owned. Can you tell us just how does that impact nurses that they're locally owned?
Sure. The FHN board and executive team are committed to local ownership for FHN. This really allows for our staff to individualize their care based on the needs of our patients in this community in particular. We provide care that's patient-centered. Our nurses are really adaptable, and they're able to interface with all of the leaders in the organization as needed to make necessary changes.
Do you find nurses are kind of the glue that holds the place together, a real conduit between doctors and everything else going on in the patients?
Yes, they definitely are an essential part of the team.
Well, we're talking, by the way, with Heather Just, Director of Inpatient Nursing, part of FHN and Dial-A-Doc on Big Radio. Tell us this, Heather, what types of nursing careers are available at FHN? I'm assuming there are a variety.
We do have, and that's the beauty of nursing, actually, is there's such a wide variety. So we do have bedside nursing, which is in the hospital setting, but we also have nurse practitioners, operating room nurses, office practice nurses, non-traditional roles, really, like professional development and in our quality department, and also our complex case managers.
What type of roles do those careers represent?
We have many different kinds of nursing specialties, and it really allows people to be more specific to the type of career that they want to have. So that could mean they could end up in the emergency room, possibly in our OB, cardiac services and specialty clinic settings like orthopedics or pediatrics, and then in procedural areas like our cath lab, GI lab, and the OR nursing. So it's a wide variety of things they can choose.
Do you find some nurses will start off as one type of nurse and then go back for a little more college or education and become a different type of nurse just be with their interests?
Absolutely, and we definitely encourage that here at FHN for growth and development. We talk about that a lot to make sure that we are always identifying where people want to grow next.
I imagine a lot of your future leaders are right there under your noses, and they just need to be brought up. Let's take you for an example, Heather. You started off as a nurse, and now we're Director of Inpatient Nursing. Do you now you're, of course, management. Do you get to do some of your nursing duties still, or you've gone completely to administrative and that type of duty?
You'll always interact with patients. Part of the joy of my day is listening to the patients, getting advice from the patients, and guiding care. But most important, now I get to take care of the caregivers, and that's really special.
I bet. We hear frequently that there is a shortage of nurses, which is expected to be more challenging in the future. Are there currently openings at FHN?
We do have a variety of openings. You know, there's not only a national shortage of nurses, there's just a national shortage of people working in healthcare overall. And there's a variety of roles, too, that, you know, we need to fill in phlebotomy, imaging, environmental services. We have respiratory therapists, educators. So it's really a shortage overall, and I think that other businesses are experiencing that as well.
Yeah, it's like across the board. And then there's kind of an age thing, too. You know, boomers, there are more of them. I'm guessing, you know, as people get to retirement age, there's not always a new group to replace a big retirement group, is there?
No, I would say there isn't. But it's really important that we do have the staff, nursing staff, coming into this profession because we want to take care of that generation.
And I'm guessing, too, Heather, and I'm kind of going off script on some of my questions here. I'm guessing that the nursing career, people stick with it. I mean, it's such a wonderful career. You don't see a lot of people jumping out of being a nurse. You might see somebody jumping into being a nurse, but they're really in for the long haul, right?
Yes, I think nursing, what draws people to nursing is a greater sense of purpose and serving and helping others, and that's something that really fills our cup. So it really, you wouldn't see many going out of it.
It's like having a favorite teacher, I think. Probably everybody out there in radio listening land can raise their hand to some occasion where the nurse was the key component of the visit and made the person feel the most comfortable and answered the most questions. And nurses are a special breed, let me just put it that way. Another question for you, Heather. Heather Just, Director of Inpatient Nursing with Dial-A-Doc today. How does FHN encourage people to become nurses, Heather?
What's really great about FHN is we offer a competitive benefit package, which would include paying for education through tuition reimbursement, but we also offer scholarships, and that's really special. We do have a really strong partnership with Highland Community College, which also further enhances our team members' ability to reach their career goals right here at home. We do encourage our team members, like I said earlier, to take advantage of growth opportunities, and we offer that through some of the career pathways and clinical ladder programs. So somebody may start out here in healthcare as maybe a certified nursing assistant, and with the support that we can provide for growth and development, they can reach their potential of being a bedside nurse or even go beyond and be a nurse practitioner. We do have a lot of flexible scheduling positions also that help with work-life balance. So we have opportunities for adult transitioning, like I did, to be able to go back to school and still be able to care for your kids while working maybe a weekend package or a 9-month scheduling program where they could have summers off. And then we have temporary assignments as well for just 13 weeks. So we're very agile and creative in how we go about helping people reach their potential.
Well, that's fantastic. And what a great thing is to have a hand up for everybody that they can advance their career. And I'm sure it really helps in keeping retaining employees there when you can do flexible schedules because, you know, sometimes it's tough to go to school, raise a family and do all of that. And it seems like they're very flexible there. If someone's interested in becoming a nurse, Heather, or joining the FHN nursing staff, where can they find out more information?
I would start with our website. You can see what careers are offered through the FHN careers website. We also have a talent acquisition specialist. Her name is Carol Bakey. She is amazing and can provide more information or assist anyone navigating that careers page. And she can be reached at 599-6706. She's wonderful.
That's great. Another question off script here. If someone is in high school currently, they're a high school senior, they want to get into nursing, how fast could they get into nursing?
Very quickly. We have created positions specifically for the high school students that are looking or interested in getting into healthcare in general. So we do have a special position that we offer our high school students called a patient care liaison, which gives them an opportunity to interact with healthcare without necessarily having to choose a path, but still get exposure to working in the hospital. So that's something Carol can link them up with as well.
Sounds like a fantastic program. We'll end with this, Heather. What personal message do you have for the team of nurses at FHN?
Oh, I think over the past few years, we've experienced many challenges in healthcare. One thing that definitely has not changed is the incredible care that our nurses provide this community. They do play a crucial role in the health and well-being of the patients that we serve in the greater Freeport and surrounding areas. But what's special is I think the nurses out here personally do so with the utmost compassion and determination and professionalism. I really just want to thank them for everything that they've done and continue to do to ensure that this community has high quality, exceptional health care.
Very interesting. A pleasure talking with you. Heather Just, Director of Inpatient Nursing, part of Dial a Doc and Big Radio with FHN. Heather, you take care. Nice talking with you. Enjoy the rest of your nursing career and helping other nurses advance their careers. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I will. You're very welcome. That's Dial a Doc today. This is Big FM 93.7 The Morning Mess. We're at 748.